Track 40, Neil's Last Word. Hello again, Neil. Are you still people watching, or has something else captured your imagination?
I don't always remember all of my duties. I think it's a lack of concentration. For some reason, when Mrs. H is announcing daily orders, my mind drifts. When I slip up, Mrs. H addresses me as if there's a Cluedo-esque mystery at Shady Pines. Someone left the toilet window open when we went out. There are just the two of us. Clearly it wasn't Mrs. H, so it doesn't take Hercule Poirot to go through the process of elimination that puts me in the frame. If there is no mystery and I'm guilty as charged, then she adopts the patronising royal we. When we wash up, we have to rinse the bowl out properly or it stains, and I have to clean it. There are, of course, occasions when Mrs. H cannot contain her frustration and subtly goes out the window. When I pitch in with my share of the housework, dusting and vacuuming the Shady Pines day room, before I start, Mrs. H gives me a short tutorial. Don't forget to turn the cushions over and swap them round when you vacuum the three-piece suite. Then she goes behind me, straightening the cushions and putting ornaments back in place. I will confess here that one of my labour-saving ruses is to move the ornaments slightly so it looks as though I have dusted them, but not put them back in quite the right place. When I had finished my stint recently, I sat down to a coffee and read the paper. My downtime was rudely interrupted when Mrs. H burst into the room. "Did you dust the bookcase?" she demanded. "Of course," I replied, injecting as much hurt into my voice as I could, that she should even contemplate such a thing. "Well, I just ran my finger along it and the dust fell off. Come and have a look." Tempting though this offer was, I declined and returned to my reading, making a mental note that I couldn't get away with skimping that next time. Then last week she went for the direct Jacques approach. My sins surrounded the recent visit I paid to the Shady Pines hellhole, the cupboard under the stairs. On the back of the door is a bag of carrier bags that we have acquired and keep for future use. I can never lay my hands on the size I need. I end up pulling half a dozen bags out, then I do admit, rather impatiently, randomly stuffing them back. This annoys Mrs. H. "You've been rootling round in the bag of carrier bags again. Why can't you take them all out, pick the one you want, then put them all back neatly?" She has me banged to rights. "Your Honour, the accused is facing a charge of rootling, something for which he has a string of previous convictions." Rootling is one of Mrs. H's favourite words. She uses it regularly when she sees I have been searching for something and left a mess. Having been accused of being a serial rootler, I decided to look up the definition. The online dictionary said it is derived from the word rootle, which, among other things, is defined as to dig up soil with the snout, as a pig would searching for truffles. So, the case of the rootle carrier bags was another victory for Mrs. H in the game of Shady Pines Cluedo. Colonel Haverson did it in the cupboard under the stairs with his snout.
Oh dear, I'm beginning to think that Mrs. H is much maligned. Perhaps next time we should ask her for her observations on life at Shady Pines. Just a thought.